This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. It's time for young Coloradans to get their routine vaccines. That's according to the state health department, which sent messages about keeping vaccines up to date to parents and guardians of children 4 to 6 years old. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Their records in the Colorado Immunization Information System show it may be time for one or more routine childhood vaccines. Those include hepatitis B, measles, mumps, rubella, chickenpox, polio, and diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis. Most health plans must cover recommended vaccines without charging patients. The agency says your child may also be eligible for free vaccines. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Downtown Denver hosted the annual Fan Expo this weekend. For one Longmont resident, the event was a chance to test out the market for a business that turns food waste into eco-friendly watercolors. CPR's Stephanie Rivera reports.
The annual Comic-Con has room for more than cosplay and video games. Amanda Fan was selling art supplies, inspired by her love for cooking, fermentation, and chemistry. She takes waste from local restaurants and farmers, then extracts natural dyes to create paint. She had a Harry Potter-themed kit on display for attendees.
Some of these colors turn from like purple and pinks to blue and green, so they're really excited about that. They love the science aspect. It's like chemistry as art. So yeah, it's like the perfect connection of all these worlds.
Fan said her company, Boulder Colors, also partners with local artists to create designs, and she's even written a book about it. Stephanie Rivera, CPR News.
Aurora Public Schools will not take any action against two board members who are accused of racial harassment by the former superintendent. The board members, who are Black, are the subjects of a lawsuit from Rico Munn, who led the district from 2013 until last December. Munn is also Black. He says the board members shamed him for not doing enough to support Black and brown teachers. An outside investigator found no wrongdoing, but a second one recommended censures. The board decided against that during a closed session last week. This is CPR News.